Studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Yeah, boy, good morning, folks, on this great Wednesday. Looking forward to I'm in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada tomorrow. So I hit out there today chatting with a black business group there. So looking forward to going up north to our friends up there. Tom, man, rough time in Washington, D.C. for Attorney General Eric Holder. Republicans have been pummeling him, attacking him viciously over this fast and furious investigation, saying he is withholding documents. They're threatening contempt of Congress, all kinds of things. And they're even blasting him for being aggressive when it comes to voter suppression. Senator John Cornyn of Texas is attacking him that way as well. The ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee is Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland. He joins us right now.
My man.
Congressman Cummings,
yes.
Again, the attacks are vicious. They want him. They're demanding that he resign. What is the latest? Holder and Issa, the chairman, met yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I was in that meeting.
What took place?
I was in the meeting with Chairman Issa, and basically, Holder, Attorney General Holder, came in, and he said, look, I will give you the documents you want. I've already given you documents that you didn't even ask for. I've cooperated. I've been here, appeared before the Congress 9 times in 16 months. I've already given you 7,600 documents. I've gone through millions of emails.
Wow.
But I will give you these documents, the remaining documents, if you will assure me that this contempt citation will be taken off the table. And ISA basically said, absolutely not. You produce the documents, and then we'll talk. But you got to understand now, initially there was an initial contempt citation, and that citation was calling for the Attorney General to produce documents that were unlawful for him to produce, like wiretap application information, like informant information, like information that might prejudice trials that are going on. And so what we did, that is the Democrats, we presented a dissenting view document in regard to that initial citation, and suddenly ISA revised his citation and took everything off, just about everything off of it, because he knew it was illegal. And then he presented to our Attorney General another citation last Friday evening and said, now I want you to produce some documents with regard to an issue that came up later on, a letter that came up later on in February of 2011, where some folks at the Phoenix office said something to the effect that there had been no gun walking, when in fact there had been, and he was willing to produce those documents. And still, ISA said no. Basically, he said, my way to the highway. So today we will have a contempt vote. I expect that it will be on party lines. Democrats will vote against the contempt citation, and certainly Republicans will vote for it.
Now, all of this is over this fast and furious investigation where it was this whole issue of guns.
ATF agents were supposedly watching guns be purchased in volume and then taken over the southwest border into Mexico. The problem was is that they didn't follow the guns. They claimed they would, but they didn't. And eventually, two of those guns ended up at the scene of the murder of a Border Patrol agent named Brian Terry. And that's where this thing started. But basically, what we've shown already is that the Attorney General has had no knowledge of this. It started from some low-level people in Phoenix who basically went rogue.
They're going after, but what gets me is Senator John Cornyn of Texas. He begins to invoke voter suppression. So what that tells me is these attacks on Holder are not just about Fast and Furious. They don't like the fact that he has been fighting these Republican efforts to suppress the vote across the country
in
these legislatures because he invoked that.
No doubt about it. And the fact is that as a lawyer, I consider these laws unpatriotic, unconstitutional, and they're just not right because they are denying people the right to vote. And the Attorney General has been very clear that he will not stand for that. And the Republicans don't like that. because they see their way of defeating President Obama is suppressing the vote. I don't care how you look at it. You will never convince me that there's anything other than that.
Well, I made the point on TV One on Sunday that I felt the White House should be far more aggressive in protecting the Attorney General because of these different attacks. And black leadership has been kind of silent as well. Folks need to step up because that's what this is about. Not about Fast and Furious.
It's about voter
suppression and with
that's
the first black Attorney General.
That's exactly right.
Congressman Cummings, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
23 past the hour.